freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, on our minds tonight is, of course, Memorial Day. We're here live in the studio until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you've got comments, you've got something you want to say about Memorial Day, your feelings on Memorial Day, do you feel like I do, and that is that the politicians are out playing a game with people's minds today?
And lives.
Yeah. But today they're playing a game with Americans' minds, and they're kind of just continuing this brainwashing process that the military, those people who have died over the years, the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have died over the year, if not more than hundreds of thousands, died for nothing. That's the real message today. That's what's really, that's the actual case. The politicians, of course, are saying, well, they died in defense of freedom. They died fighting for American values.
Well, you can't defend freedom very well if you're dead.
Well, no doubt about that.
I can tell you there's a lot. There are a few people out there that have thought, World War II, bad. But there's a lot of people out there right now that are saying, being over in Iraq, not such a great idea.
If you want to defend freedom well, you should do it in a way that's going to allow you to live and live your life well.
Well, I mean, if you're defending freedom, then freedom must be under attack, and therefore America would have to be under attack, which we're not, and we've never really been.
Right. So there's plenty of ways, I think, in this country, if you want to defend freedom here and push for rights, do something that's not going to go out, you know.
If you go out with a gun in
this country, that would be really stupid.
I see what you mean. You mean defend freedom from other attacks, like political attacks within the country. I see what you're saying. I thought you meant...
We're not really in a position right now where we really have to worry about being attacked.
Hopefully not, although we continue making enemies around the world and killing people's families.
What we do? I mean...
We got attacked on 9/11.
We're certainly making some Arabs mad at us. Yeah, well, that's debatable.
Well, some people you don't believe that at all. I understand.
1-800-259-9231.
And, you know, I'm sorry. We weren't attacked by a country. We were attacked by a small group of people, which could have happened by some crazies over here, too.
Yeah. It happened in Oklahoma City by a crazy from over here. I mean, so, yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Don't forget, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can grab the archives, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the site. In fact, we go even farther back than 6 days, thanks to the good folks at downloadradio.org that are hosting our archives all the way back to March 1st on the house. And as you scroll through, vote for us over at podtower.com. So all that stuff for free at freetalklive.com. Got an email about Memorial Day.
Okay,
so,
great.
Again, we've got our thoughts. We've certainly expressed them quite a bit in hour number one. Now we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. James emailed us, and you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, today is Memorial Day, the day we're taught to remember our war dead and to honor their sacrifice. Except, of course, that for the most part, we don't remember them. Unless they were family or friends, then they're anonymous. We cannot know them in death, for we didn't know them in life. We do not see them. We do not gaze into their eyes at the moment of death. We replace them with sterile symbols, with headstones, flags, medallions, plaques, and other ritual cenotaphs. We gaze upon row after row of identical graves, devoid of identity as they are of life, and pretend that we remember the men and women lying underneath, even though we can't know a single second of the lives that they lived and lost. So why did they die? It's a very complex question, and we're given simple answers. Indeed, single words suffice to explain the ending of a human life. The words are freedom and democracy. But on reflection, the words do not explain the reality of death under gunfire. The reality is that Memorial Day is a day when we're supposed to forget. We're supposed to forget those we knew and loved and how they were torn from our families, then to be torn to bloody bits upon the battlefield. We're supposed to forget the greed and avarice of our leaders, masked in lies and deception, that sent young men and women to be killed and crippled, because we don't want to forget them. All the hundreds of thousands that are dead, how about the millions that have been injured, both physically and mentally, from war? Killed and crippled, he says, upon fields not covered with glory, but with blood, fear, and savage anatomy. We're supposed to forget all of that and make do with those sterile and empty symbols that take place of the truth, so that we may close our eyes to the suffering and pain we create by closing our eyes to the greed and the avarice, and I would suggest malfeasance, of our leaders. We're never supposed to remember those who died in wars, lest we feel sympathy for them and their families, and falter as our leaders march our young people off to the next war. So on this Memorial Day, relax. Admire the plaques, enjoy the music, have your beer and hot dogs, go to the beach or picnic, and forget. Forget that underneath each clean white headstone lies the remains of a real human being who died for reasons that you were never told, and whose passing brought pain and anguish to a family that did nothing to deserve it. Forget, for that is what Memorial Day is truly for. And that was from, apparently it was actually from Michael, not from James. So, Michael, excellent email. Well put. I have nothing to add to that.
I suggest plagiarism.
He quoted. This is something he quoted. Wrote it to the end here. I suggest, though, that he's absolutely wrong about the fact that we don't remember soldiers. Lindy Englund. I know who that soldier is.
Who?
What about the...
Who?
You don't know who Lindy
Englund? This is the girl with the leash.
Oh,
the pointy girl?
Right,
hey.
Right. Yeah. The girl in the prison. The prison girl.
Yeah, she's a prison guard.
Right.
Is it Lacey Peterson? Is the other one?
That was the one that got killed.
Little girl.
No, she was. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking.
Is that the little girl here? Okay, that was the Florida girl.
That was no. Lacey Peterson's that California murder case.
No, maybe. I think it's close to that, though. There was a soldier, the woman soldier who was kidnapped.
Yeah, she was
Jessica Lynch.
Jessica Lynch. That's right. Those two cases happened at the same time.
Okay.
But no, we remember some soldiers' names. You know, those stick with us.
Sure.
For negative things and negative PR spin when the government wants to use those particular soldiers.
And in the case of Jessica Lynch, the government used her to spin her as a hero, which she was not.
Right.
Which, you know, she didn't go down shooting or whatever it was they said. I don't even remember the claims, but they basically found out after the fact that the government had totally lied about the circumstances surrounding her.
And they found out it was not easy, I guess, to spin a female soldier as a hero. I guess they decided to spin a female soldier as a villain.
I don't know. It's just disturbing what they do with our military people. We actually had a story about Pat Tillman, who was an NFL player,
mm-hmm.
and then he was being patriotic and nationalistic, and he joined the military, and he ended up getting killed by his own men in Afghanistan.
You know,
and they said that he went down fighting on a hill, killing the enemy.
Right. I think that that Mr. Tillman is an excellent analogy for the entire war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because basically, it's all in the beginning. It was him joining up, and everybody was like, "Yes, he's giving up the NFL,"
like Elvis did back in the day.
Right. It's a beautiful story, and it turns out he's dead and battered on by his own teammates on some mm-hmm. Hill somewhere that never to see his family again. And I feel like in a lot of ways that's how this whole thing's gone. You know, everybody was all riled up and thought it was a great idea to get out there and let's battle terrorism. And sure enough, it's once again, America's been fooled that, war is not, in fact, the power of the state. It's the health of the state.
I think the only reason why America keeps getting fooled again and again and again is because of government education. Because we've all been brainwashed to think that war is like Michael wrote in the email, that war is this glamorous, wonderful thing. And they don't even let us see the coffins coming back.
I don't even think it's government education. I think it's just because of the government being in education, there's just no education.
That's true. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on Memorial Day. We want to hear them. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control. 800-259-9231. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the live Memorial Day edition of the show. We're talking all things war-related. Although, it doesn't have to be that way. You could call in and bring up your personal relationship issue if you want to. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update, and you'll be one of the first people to know about it. It'll come right into your email box on the house, just like everything at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So, again, talking about Memorial Day, we've had a couple phone calls, had a couple emails. Whatever's on your mind goes. Do you feel like I do, like the whole thing's a sham. Like, okay, I understand remembering those who died, but I think that we should remember them and feel sorry for them. Because these poor guys were suckered into joining the military. They joined because they believed they were doing the right thing. Okay, they thought they were going to go and defend freedom. They thought they were going and joining a noble cause, a noble organization dedicated to the principles behind the United States. In fact, I believe every military man has to swear an oath to the Constitution.
Yes, they do.
So the game is being played, and they are suckered right into it. And I think that that we should feel sorry for them. So if you want to remember them based on that today, I think that's fair, because they were duped into joining this terrible organization known as the military that does nothing but contribute to death and destruction around the world.
Wouldn't you say that once we are committed to a war, like in the case of Iraq or whatever, that the...
Iraq's not a war.
It's not?
It's a conflict. What? Just like Vietnam.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, when you put all those people over there and you put all those tanks on the ground, it's a war. Whether you decided to call it a war or not.
Well, they didn't bother to go through the constitutional process to actually declare war, so
they
can't
done
call
that.
It a war.
They haven't done that in a long time.
I understand that.
And they don't bother to do that anymore.
I realize
that. Pain. But
right, yeah, it's a real pain. Yeah, that Constitution's a real pain, and the reason it's there is to be a pain and to make it difficult to get into things like this.
So now we're going to fight wars and not call them wars? We're going to call them conflicts? It's a war, man.
Okay, fine.
Once we are committed to these wars, don't you think that it's better off, in a lot of ways, that America's better off by winning them rather than losing?
No, absolutely not. And speaking of winning rather than losing, how interesting that you bring that up, because now I'm going to have to go to our friend Harry Brown. And let's look at our record of wins versus losses over time, and let's find out if we've actually really won any wars in the past. Old Harry Brown is going to just give us a brief overview of some of the wars. World War I, the original objective, to bring democracy to all the countries of the world, self-determination for everyone, and a new world order that would end wars forever. The result? American entry into the war prevented the two sides from negotiating a just end to the war.
Right.
Instead, the Allies saw American entry as decisive, so they rejected all peace overtures, fought the war to a bitter end,
yes,
won the war, and imposed devastating, humiliating peace terms on Germany. The result was an expansion, but we won that one, didn't we, man? We won that. The result, of course, was an expansion of the British and French Empire, subjecting millions more people worldwide to foreign rule. In addition, millions of Europeans were herded into foreign countries. The U.S. entry into the European War prompted the Germans to finance and facilitate Lenin's takeover of Russia, creating the Soviet Union. And the oppressive peace terms imposed on the German people caused them to accept a thug named Adolf Hitler as their avenging angel. Thus, U.S. entry into the war was responsible for what many call the two worst regimes in world history and the cause of 52 years of wars from 1939 to 1991. So, if we had gotten into World War I and did what you suggested, mm-hmm, that would have been the outcome. If we had all of a sudden came to our senses and realized, what are we thinking? Huh? How did we bumble into this situation? Let's bring everybody home. It would have minimized the damage, minimize the casualties to American lives, and minimize any future these problems that he just described.
Right.
Let's go to World War II. Objective: liberate Europe and China and impose peace upon the world. Result: half of Europe ended up controlled by the Soviet Union, and China was quickly taken over by the communists. The Cold War. Objective: free subjugated countries. Result: in the process of fighting the Cold War, Iran's democracy was overthrown with the help of the CIA, leaving the Iranians subjugated by the oppressive Shah. That's just one example, however. The U.S. government imposed or assisted dictators in Panama, the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Chile, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Cuba, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Egypt, China, South Korea, South Vietnam, the Philippines, and numerous countries in Africa. The Korean War. Objective: save South Korea from being taken over by an oppressive dictatorship. Result: South Korea was left in the hands of an oppressive dictator, Syngman Rhee, who was just as oppressive as the communist North Korean dictator, Kim Il-sung. The Vietnam War. Oh, and I think aren't we just now pulling out of Korea? Like, didn't I hear a couple months ago?
Just now getting the troops out of Korea.
Vietnam War. Objective: save Indochina from communism and prevent dominoes from falling all over the world. communist dominoes. Result? Indochina was overrun by communists. Surprisingly, the world has not yet come to an end. The Panamanian War. Objective. Stop Panama from being a conduit for drug running. Result? The Panamanian army was destroyed, leaving the country more vulnerable to drug running. The First Iraq War. Objective. Free Kuwait and stop Saddam Hussein from taking over the world. Seriously, George H.W. Bush called him a modern-day Hitler, who had to be stopped the way Hitler should have been stopped at Munich.
I remember they were talking about him having the fourth largest army in the world,
mm-hmm.
as though he's going to do something.
At the end,
they were just giving up. Ah!
At the end of the war, George H.W. Bush called on the Iraqis to overthrow Hussein. Result? Kuwait is still run by a family dynasty that has no interest in democracy or in providing rights for the people.
This is what baffles me about our participation in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
All we're doing is upholding these kings. And what are kings but thugs that have this lineage that believe that they believe that they're able to rule? Well, here we talk about democracy and freedom, but we want this, King Saud or King Fahad or whatever the heck his name is mm-hmm. over there in Saudi Arabia. We want to support the Kuwaitis. No, we don't. We're fighting wars in order to hold up other dictators, ones we're not talking about.
Yeah.
It gets baffling.
Stark reality of it.
You know, at the very least, over in Iran, the Ayatollah and all that other stuff, it was a popular rebellion to some extent that brought these people to power, whereas in the rest of these countries, these are just, traditional sheiks running or, ruling these people.
Well, apparently Saddam Hussein wasn't stopped from his diabolical plans back in the first Gulf War, his diabolical plans for world domination, at least according to George H.W. Bush's son 11 years later. And Bush Sr. helped put down the post-war rebellion that would have overthrown Hussein. The bombing of Serbia. Objective. End the ethnic cleansing of the Albanians in Kosovo, perpetrated by the Serbs. Result? Once the Serbs had been defeated, the Albanians then ethnic cleansed all the Serbs and the Gypsies out of Kosovo.
Sure did.
And began terrorizing the Macedonians in Macedonia.
Yeah.
The war in Afghanistan. Objective. Stop the country from harboring terrorists. Get rid of the Taliban. Create human rights for women. And establish a free Afghanistan. Result? Al-Qaeda operatives continue to function there. And Osama bin Laden himself may be safely hiding in Afghanistan. Women are still treated as tools rather than people. And as for freedom, the Afghan people are subjugated by brutal warlords. And the Taliban have been invited back in to help restore order. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. This is a real greatest hits record of our wars, man, which we're really helping the world out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready. Take aim and fire. No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Don't get up in arms about burned-out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps.
With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now, push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you want to. Personal issue, political problem, whatever's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest? We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
This is the live Monday night edition. Yes, we're actually here doing a show on Memorial Day. Unlike the rest of talk radio that just deems you not important enough to have live content on a day like this, we think that you should. I think it's important, especially on holidays where people tend to be out and about. They are going places. They're having picnics, and maybe they've got the radio on. You know, maybe they're listening to Free Talk Live. I think it's important to have fresh content. So here we are. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can tune in live. We've got broadband. We've got a dial-up version of the show. It's all free, and you can listen at freetalklive.com. So we just went down the laundry list of the recent, some of the recent conflicts and some of the recent wars that we've been in America's history, and found that we've never really won. I mean, they end up turning, the results of these conflicts end up turning very negatively.
Well, I don't know as though you can't say we haven't won. You can say that
Freedom didn't spread, then we didn't win, did we? If that's what we're fighting for.
If the government, government's plans don't come out, unintended consequences and all that stuff.
Which is a perfect reason. It's a perfect answer right there. You just answered your own question, man, which, because last segment you asked the question of, well, if we get into a war unconstitutionally, shouldn't we see it through to the end? Shouldn't we do our best to win? That's why we shouldn't. Because the longer it goes on, the more unintended consequences we create. Not to mention the number one consequence, which is the death of American boys and girls. I mean, if you don't have a problem with that, then you should go join the military. 1-800-259-9231.
Well, you know, I've got to say, I want to see everybody home from Iraq right now.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Now, today,
tomorrow.
You know, stop the spending at $192 billion. Is that what we're at?
I have no idea.
It's some ridiculous amount of money.
Does that include the $80 billion package that they just passed?
I think that they should take the $192 billion and pay off everyone's Social Security who has paid into Social Security. Take that $192 billion, buy one time annuities, and end Social Security.
Well, I think that's a great
answer. Really should have happened.
Well,
with that
the fact is, that money is spent already.
Yeah,
it's been spent on bombs and
sure,
and things like that. But
his point is a good one. His point is a good one. In fact, if we brought the military home, that's first step. Bring them all home.
Right.
All of them. Not just the ones in Iraq, the ones in Korea, the ones in Germany, the ones all in the 700-plus military installations that we've built around the world. Bring them home and then sell those military installations. Oh, 700 military installations? I mean, come on. You know how much money the military spends on a hammer. Imagine how many billions of dollars we could get from the auction and sale of these military installations.
You get a bunch of money.
You sell all that, and then you can cut the size of the military. You can cut out the Army, because we're unconstitutionally having that. That only needs to be here for a maximum of 2 years, and we're about 200 years overdue to get rid of them. But then we could keep the Navy, because they're constitutionally... we're just talking about getting back to the Constitution. Keep the Navy, because they're in the Constitution. Sell the rest of it. Sell it all off to the highest bidder. Take all that money.
All the tanks and stuff, too, do you?
Why not? Sell all the tanks. What else are you going to do with them?
On an off note, I don't want to totally get off on a tangent here, but you know, we are a show about anything. And
of course.
They, you know, for a while they were offering, the military was offering to sell, I guess there's some missile silos out in the desert, I guess, and I don't know if it's Nevada or somewhere.
One would think.
Yeah, somewhere out in the desert.
Okay.
The desert of this country. They were offering to sell those. I would love to own a missile silo. I mean, they're really expensive. I mean, they were
save
cheap.
Save your money, yeah.
Yeah, they're hugely expensive, but they were really cheap for what they were selling.
Huh.
Just imagine having your very own underground base. I think it would be great, for example, run a radio show. Apparently, they had water still in them, like this clear water that had been, because it's a missile silo.
Right.
So, and the groundwater, I guess, filled up the missile silo once it's, you know, entered into disrepair. So you could actually scuba dive in the missile silo.
Wow.
They were talking about all those stuff. I think it'd be wild to live in your own military base underground.
Well, you can follow that up with, I believe the Russian military was selling MiG-21.
You get your own MiGs.
MiG-21
have, like, you walk out of the, have your little own little helipad in the center of the missile silo.
But doesn't John Travolta,
vertical takeoff?
Doesn't he buy stuff like that, John Travolta?
I have no idea.
He's a huge fighter jet fan.
I don't know if he's got fighter jets. He's got commercial airplanes. I don't know if he has a fighter jet.
Well, there are people. Sure. There are individuals that do have fighter jets.
Absolutely. The old P-38s or whatever from World War II. I mean, guys buy those things all the time. I can't imagine.
Something with a vertical takeoff.
Right. Well, what has
aren't
vertical
too many
takeoff?
Of those? The Harrier. That's
about
it.
F-16.
F-16 has a...
I think there is, yeah.
No.
There must be a version of it.
Maybe.
No, F-64, I'm sorry.
Okay, then I don't know what the heck that is.
But the idea of what Johnson was proposing, taken to this level, would be tremendous. I mean, selling all those military bases, selling all the crap that we won't need because we're getting rid of the army, and then giving, like you said, pensions to all the people who are currently employed in the military, because, you know, you don't want to cut them loose and have them to be without a job for a while. Give them a good severance package. Pay off everybody else who's receiving a pension. Pay off everybody who's receiving Social Security. Pay off the people who are going to be receiving Social Security. And then with whatever's left over, pay down the national debt. And while we're at it, let's sell off all the government buildings at the same time. Every building the government owns, period. Every piece of land the government owns.
Well,
this will take care of our financial problems.
Let's not pay off the Social Security. Let's continue to pay on Social Security, because the government, this is a huge racket.
Uh-huh.
It has made a lot of money in the process.
Yes.
The fact is, if you paid off Social Security, if you said to everybody, all right, we'd like to offer you this package,
right,
and you offered everybody a generous package, some of them would not be happy with that package. They'd want to have their Social Security given on a monthly schedule.
You could give it an option, but sell it to another company, like sell that to another company.
Well, I think that if, to some extent, I mean, if we kept it, then we'd be able to keep more money. You know, the government would have to spend less money on paying off the Social Security. Mm-hmm. It's a huge racket,
right,
and these people that want to get, you know, the monthly payoffs,
we don't need the government keeping money.
Okay. It's just as tempting as keeping a military, I guess, right? If the government has money. If you got thoughts,
yeah, 800... get it out of their hands.
800-259-9231. Let's go on and see what old Harry Brown has to say about the rest of this issue here, whether or not we've been successful. So he goes on to say that the Pentagon will try to export rule sets to other countries with no success. Rule sets that incidentally don't apply in the United States. If I understand the terms correctly, the core countries will be those whose rulers agree to do whatever the U.S. president tells them to do, and the gap countries will be those run by rulers who insist on making their own rules. There's no way America can make the entire world peaceful, or in fact, any part of the world, except America itself. So, suggesting you cannot force peace, you cannot force good behavior on people.
I'd also like to say that you can't, I don't think that you can give anybody freedom. I don't think there's any, example.
You have to want it.
Yeah, I think you have to earn it.
You have to take it.
Lots of people want freedom, but it's of no use to them if they don't earn it.
Yeah.
And I say that that's what's wrong with the American people now. None of them earn freedom. They're just given it.
He says, we could lift the stage of siege in America tomorrow morning if the United States would simply stop meddling in other countries' affairs. The supposed hate American feeling is really the fear that America is going to come into one's country and throw its weight around,
right,
as it has in, you name the country. The question's really simple. Which do you want?
Country here.
Which do you want? To have our government make a futile effort to bring peace and democracy to the world, in the process generating such hatred that we live the rest of our lives in a state of siege, with America becoming progressively more like the chaos that exists in other countries? Or bring all the troops home, end all foreign aid to friends and foes alike, keep out of the affairs of other countries, and restore the peace and liberty that America experienced throughout most of the 19th century.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and it's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts. Over, I think, 17,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 500 people interacting. It's all free. It's the digital playground for Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
This is the Memorial Day show. We're here live. If you've got something you want to get on the air, now's the time to do it. Take control of the airwaves. Political issue, personal problem, even pop culture, whatever's on your mind goes. But we've been talking, of course, about, well, war and Memorial Day and the lies that the politicians tell us to get us into war and things like that. And I'm about tapped out of ideas, man. So, if you
I got one here.
Okay.
It kind of goes along this line. It appears to be a congressman who doesn't like the idea of free speech.
Oh, I know. That's how I was going to segue into that. The idea that we can enforce freedom. You were talking about this last segment. That you can't go and give somebody freedom. They
here
have
you go.
To,
here's your freedom.
Right. They have to want it. And you especially cannot go and give them freedom at the point of a gun. I mean, that's just bitter irony right there. But how could we even possibly suggest, even to suggest that we could give freedom to people when we don't even have it to give? When you've got people like this that you're going to tell us about in office today.
Well, you got to help me out with this comedian's name. I never can remember this
Bill
guy.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an odd...
Maher!
Such an odd spelling to me. Anyway, a congressman slams Maher over Army remark. Alabama congressman says comedian Bill Maher's remark about Army recruiting borders on treason.
Oh, really?
We like treason here on Free Talk Live. A congressman says comedian Bill Maher's comment that the U.S. military has already recruited all the low-hanging fruit is possibly treasonous and at least grounds to cancel the show. Well, I'll tell you what grounds to cancel the show are. Bad ratings.
Yeah.
That's it. Representative Spencer Buckus, Republican, Alabama. Oh, my favorite state. I'll tell you. They're just my favorite state. Takes issue with remarks on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher.
It's an HBO show. I didn't even realize that. I thought it was... I guess he's not doing politically incorrect anymore.
No, I don't think politically incorrect is on, television anymore.
There must be a lot of recruits from Alabama.
There may very well be. And I don't have a problem with Alabama as a state. It just seems like when all the backward stuff comes around, it's either Florida or Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I live in Florida. Let's see. Maher points out the Army missed its recruiting goal by 42% in April. More people joined the Michael Jackson's fan club, Maher said. We've done picked all the low-hanging Lindy England fruit, and now we need warm bodies.
Yeah.
Army Reserve PFC England was accused of abusing prisoners in the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq.
Right.
I think this borders on treason, Baca says. Right. I've got an opinion.
You're an idiot.
In treason, one definition is to undermine the effort of the national security of our country. Well, I'll tell you what. If we lose in Iraq, if we lost every soldier in Iraq right now, our national security is not threatened. It's not.
It's being threatened by us being there. Because
more so,
we're creating terrorists.
More so. But the fact is, we're fine. You know, the war in Iraq is extracurricular. This is an extra credit project for the military.
I think it could only be defined as treason if there was something constitutional going on. I mean, if you were opposing the constitutional functions of the U.S. government, then I could see that as possibly being treasonous. But what our government does is treason on a daily basis.
Representative Spencer Buckus, Republican, Alabama, wouldn't know the Constitution if it came up and bit him on his butt.
That's for sure.
He doesn't have a freaking idea what treason is.
Right.
He's just a jerk, and I don't know why.
He's a know-it-all. He knows. He wants to be in charge. I bet he's going to run for the FCC with comments like, oh, that's grounds for cancellation.
Yep, well, thanks.
I wonder if he's ever seen Penn and Teller's BS. Boy, that guy, what would he think about that one?
He wouldn't like that very much at all.
Because I know that I'm really looking forward to it, by the way. They're on, of course, tonight, Showtime. Great program. They're going to just dice up colleges tonight, so look forward to that.
In a statement released Monday night, Maher defended his support for the American Armed Forces. He said, I like it. Anyone knows anything about my views, has watched my show, knows that I have nothing but the highest regard for the men and women serving this country and around the world, Maher said in his statement.
I think they're low-hanging fruit.
Baca said he was appalled after watching a rerun of the show shortly after returning from a visit to Germany in which he met with a paralyzed American soldier in the hospital. See, now he gets his little plug here for what he was his trip over to Germany.
Right.
He has since written Time Warner, HBO's parent company. I don't want Maher prosecuted. Baca says I want him off the air. Numerous television stations pull Maher's previous show politically incorrect from the air in September 2001 after he argued that terrorists weren't cowards when they slammed airplanes in the World Trade Center.
And he's right.
Earlier,
let's make no mistakes here, though. You know, I can have respect for. You know, he said he has respect for these people. I can have respect for a stupid person. It's possible to have respect for some really stupid people. And you know what? Sorry, that's the military. There are some dumb people in the military.
And there are some who are pretty smart.
That's what they go. Yes, there are.
Live.
There are absolutely some intelligent people who are in the military. And, you know, there are people who are, you know, I had a friend who was, he got the National Merit Scholar Award, you know, which I guess one person or two people get every year. And he went on to, you know, major in physics at Rensselaer, and he was recruited for military intelligence. You know, they wanted him for military. He said no, but... You know, they go after some smart people, too.
Ah, military intelligence. Bit of an oxymoron. Yeah. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. The last segment is on the way. We still got time for your call. 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Right now would be the best time to dial that number because we're almost done. It's Memorial Day edition, episode of Free Talk Live. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online. Bunch of free stuff at freetalklive.com, archives, bulletin board system, live streaming, and more. freetalklive.com. We're talking about Bill Maher. And apparently he's in hot water again. Crazy Bill Maher. He just says what's on his mind. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And people like this jerk from Alabama, what's his name? Representative Butthole.
Oh, yes. His name's Spencer Baucus.
Spencer Baucus has a problem with it. He had a problem with Bill Maher saying that he believed that the military, was it the Army specifically or just the military in general? The military
has already recruited all the low-lying fruit.
Bill must have paid this guy to say this type of stuff and get media attention for it. I mean, really, I mean, he's He's giving media attention to Bill Maher. He's lending more credence and respect to Bill Maher's show by even paying attention to his comment.
People don't get that. These religious zealots.
I mean, this guy can't be that stupid. I mean, he's
what's
in public office.
Religious zealotry.
It's just the same kind of attitude.
You're throwing everybody in a category here.
The guy's from Alabama. He's got this attitude of censorship. He's probably a religious zealot.
No, okay. I don't want to hear that crap.
I would say that is a fair assumption to make.
Well, Manowitz just doesn't like that because he believes in censorship, and he believes everything that's even remotely questionable should have a subscription fee.
Well, in this case,
it's true. You're not denying it.
I'm relating this to what the religious people do, and Johnson's asking why it is that this guy's giving Bill Maher so much attention. They don't seem to get that. They don't seem to have the Parents Television Council, all these groups out there that bring attention to, like, a few months ago we had an article about a porn store that was opening up. And
did it have a subscription fee?
It was a private store, and anyway, they were opening a new location, some little town in Florida, and the religious zealots were all up in a tizzy about it, and so they were protesting the porn store's opening. Now, if you want to guarantee that somebody has the best darn grand opening they possibly can, go ahead and stage a protest outside their store. These people don't seem to understand that negative publicity is still publicity, and it counts for something.
It does count for something.
But so all they want to do is just run off their mouths.
Name
and get votes. That's why he's doing
name
that.
Name a Miss America.
No, I can't do that.
You can't name any of them?
Right. No.
Can't the one
Vanessa
from,
no.
Vanessa yeah, Vanessa Williams.
She was a Miss America?
She was a Miss America.
Okay.
Nobody can name any other.
Well, she's only notable because she took off her clothes in Playboy.
But no, she didn't take off her clothes. They got mildly lesbian photographs they found of her after she had won.
But wasn't she in Playboy as well? Was that before the Miss America?
She may have been. I don't have any idea.
I know she was in Playboy.
This was the gig. right. I think it was Penthouse that
How do you know?
I just know these things. All right, you better wrap this up.
I'm just saying that negative. I'm proving your point that negative publicity
is worth
something.
It didn't hurt Vanessa, what's her name?
It doesn't seem she's the only one who's got a career, and she's the only one anybody can name.
Look at Paris Hilton. You're absolutely right about that.
I know Katie Holmes today was coming out saying that her upcoming movie, she's like, well, I'm now at the point where I'm willing to do whatever it takes for a part, and I'm not going to be prudish.
Wow.
Cool.
Who is she?
Nice. She's the one who was on Dawson's Creek, the little brunette girl.
She's cute. All right, 800-259. We're done. It's the Memorial Day edition. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. I just can't wait till those zealots stumble across our show and start stirring up a hullabaloo about Free Talk Live.
Boycott Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manuel.
See you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern. In the meantime, go to freetalklive.com.
If you're talking...